The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. I'm here then tomorrow evening. And then we've got the August bank holiday weekend. And would you believe it? Saoirse Hanley didn't believe it. I'm going to be it all together now, Saoirse.
I know.
I should have known.
I should have walked in
dancing
here and felt
to Kamat. Or is it Samat?
Kira, Marie, Alice, and Thomas.
Oh, really? Is that what it stands for?
Yep, she said.
Sorry,
very
I shouldn't be kind of betraying my naivety here. Of course I knew what
you're
that stands
be at the front
for.
Row, obviously.
I'm actually performing. I've got a performer's pass. I actually do have a performer's pass. I should say, for people who are currently putting their tickets up on Dundeal at the thought of me performing, there's a go loud tent, so I'm not going to be singing down there. And all of our podcasts will be there, lots of them. So lots of people's favourite podcasts will be there. And Off the Ball are going to be there. There's going to be a News Talk presence. So, for example, Frank Graney, who we're going to be speaking to in a few minutes' time, is going to be chatting to Andrea about kind of the true crime obsession that people have, obviously, and his Inside the Crime podcast has been such a success. And we're doing a quiz. There's a stranger's quiz. So people who are in the tent, 2 o'clock on Sunday, we're encouraging them to get into teams of four. Now, you know, it says on the tin, strangers, I should be clear, we have no way of enforcing that. So if people just want to spend time with their friends, just come and with your friends and be on a team of four. And we've got great prizes to give away. So that's why I'm performing. But I'm not camping. Are you camping?
Yes.
Okay. And Sarah Finnan is with me as well, a freelance journalist. Are you camping, Sarah?
I am camping, yes.
Okay. So this is kind of something of a survival guide we're going to provide for a few minutes to people maybe going for the first time. What was your first festival camping?
Electric Picnic 4 years ago, I want to say.
Wow. Sarah?
Oh, mine was a Spanish festival. It was camping though, and it was maybe 2018.
Okay.
Benny Kasim. But camping in the heat was a different beast. So
I've heard that before.
Yeah. I don't know when I go back.
So in terms of preparation then, I guess it starts with the packing, does it?
I think so. I'm very much pro list. So I love making a long list of everything.
Have you got your list already?
I have, and I've already packed, would you believe? I'm way ahead of schedule this year. So I think a list is really important, and then I kind of go by it line by line to see do I have everything.
How much of the stuff are you reusing from previous camping excursions at music festivals?
I'm actually really proud of myself this year. I didn't buy anything new, even clothes, and that is a first for me. I love finding something new for a festival. I think once you invest in a really good tent, that does you for a couple of years. Like I was saying to Saoirse before we came on air, I had a teepee 1 year that literally went up with one pole. Oh. And I thought that was going to do me.
Yeah.
And of course it didn't. Surprise, surprise. So I've since bought a 4-man tent that I share with my boyfriend, and it's impeccable. So a lot of the stuff that I'm using this year, I have used in previous years. We have like a trolley that we've used before.
It's the year of the trolley.
It is year
I
of
had
the
three friends buy trolleys this year after last year.
So sorry, these are little things that you, like a wheelbarrow
like
with four wheels,
wagon. Like a wagon, yeah.
Okay.
They're so good.
They save your hands and your arms when you're going down.
So, okay, a trolley is a sign of somebody who has festival experience. What, Saoirse, are the other signs? What are the only the things that you only learn from having been there once?
Last year, I got really, really precious, and when I was buying a tent, I was like, I want a porch, because I just want like something, you know, like when you come out of the ones at the tent, you step out. I just want like a secondary room.
Have you got anything with a veranda?
Yeah, basically, because I want to be able to come out a little bit and have a little bit of rain cover if it rains, which touch wood, it's not going too much. But I think that's a good sign if somebody, like, you're not really allowed to bring gazebos to most festivals, at least in Ireland, but there are ways to have like some kind of cover, or a good chair, I think, is a good example. Mm-hmm. Like last year, my boyfriend got a new chair and we all thought it was great, but we obviously hadn't assembled it properly, so it just kept sinking into the grass. So you'd have to like reef the chair out of the grass every time you moved.
Oh, yes.
We've since learned there's like a little canopy thing that keeps it like even or whatever, and you're supposed to fix it. This year, I'm told, it's going to be much different. But I think a good chair is a good sign of someone who's been there before. I also think like that, if you're somebody who has a good tent and has enough space for you, and you have, again, a good bag. I didn't bring a good bag ever, and I still haven't actually this year. I arrived home yesterday and my boyfriend had packed everything into a hiking bag, and I was like, that's really clever. And he was like, well, yeah, what are you going to use? And I had this big massive duffel that I'm going to bring over my shoulder, which is stupid, and I'm going to regret it tomorrow, but I'll have a trolley.
Oh yes, okay, so the trolley will save the shoulder. What about, Sarah, then, in terms of personal hygiene? What are you packing? What keeps it clean over the weekend?
I don't know, should I make a hope and a prayer on national radio, but I'm not
You're
a
just
fan
not gonna clean.
Of the showers. I find waiting in a queue too stressful. especially when you're hungover.
So what are the showers
tired.
Like? They're not communal, are they?
No, they're individual cubicles, oh, yeah, as I far think as so. I know.
Yeah, they're kind of like the shower equivalent of a porta potty.
Yeah,
the
like at a
get,
gym, kind of like similar situation. If you're up early and you're motivated, you will get in, and it's a good way to keep clean. I'm a fan of the biodegradable wipes, and I will be spraying a lot of perfume so no one stand too close to me. That's my
I'm with you, don't worry.
I've never used a festival shower.
No, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know it's minging, but everyone else is minging as well, so it's actually
you have
okay,
to lean
fine.
Into it. I think everyone is collectively just accepting that we're going to be.
No, I think that's what filthy people say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was delusional.
No, people behind your back are not saying that, Sarah.
But
I hate
see the queue for the showers, it is the most prohibitive thing ever. It's not worth it, and I actually don't even know what the inside of it looks like because I've never used one at a festival, which is so gross.
Okay, so if people then are appalled at the thought of queuing, biodegradable wipes and lots of perfume, a good bag, a trolley is key, the change of clothes. What about food and drink that you're bringing in? How much can you bring in? What are the rules? What are the rules and which rules will you be breaking, Saoirse?
Well, for food, you can't bring in like anything to cook with. So you can't bring in like a, you know, a gas canister or whatever, which is fair enough. Makes sense. For food anyway, I usually end up bringing a sliced pan and a load of crisps. And I actually did the shop yesterday and I did come back with a 12 pack of crisps and
crisp sandwiches for the weekend.
Basically, yeah. And then, you know, there's obviously loads, especially altogether now, there's loads of food stuff. This year in particular, there's some great like kitchen bits. Like I know I'm going to the Acara thing on Saturday, which is to do with the Acara restaurant in Dublin, which is stunning. They've got a collaboration. Or on Sunday, there's a Palestinian kitchen. So there's different things on that I'm actually using this year to eat with, which is great. But outside of that, I'm planning to just really, really, really rely on like cereal bars and crisp sandwiches. Drinks wise, you have more limits in terms of how many. I think it's 24 cans per person, I want to say. And like a litre and a half of wine, not together collectively, but and or. And I think there's probably limits as well on the spirits, but I can't bring the exact number. But there is generally limits to how much you can bring in. But I do think the good thing altogether now, particularly, is you can bring, or at least you have in previous years been able to, bring like drinks in with you on your way in, which saves you a lot of like, you know, at other festivals, you can't bring any drinks with you from your tent to your campsite, which just means you are always going to spend a little bit more when you're inside because you can't.
Oh, into the actual performance area.
Yeah.
All right,
so
okay.
You're much freer to bring stuff in with you, which is nice because you can just throw your crisp sandwich in your Uniqlo bag and I can.
Sarah, how much of the festival experience now is about all those other things beyond the music? So the last festival, I went to the first Electric Picnic. That's the last festival I was at.
No. When was that?
It's many years ago. It's hard to remember. 20 years ago?
Do you know who headlined?
No, I actually can't even remember.
Oh,
sorry, Mercury sign. Rev were there. Kraftwerk. Yeah, you know.
It's pretty cool though.
Yeah, that's an amazing that's thing to
can't,
say.
Can't really remember. Witness was better. Witness was better. Witness was amazing. You're looking at.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Witness is. You don't know what Witness is. Do you really not know what Witness is?
No.
It was what Oxygen was before it was Oxygen.
Oh, okay.
It was Witness for 2 years, spelled with two N's and two S's because it was sponsored by Guinness.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually.
That was really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Placebo, Prodigy, Faithless. It was absolutely top class. Cool. Really, really good. Anyway,
sorry,
where was I
you.
With all of that? So there was way fewer things.
Mm.
Like, and I remember Electric Picnic then came along as the kind of the anti-Witness or the anti-Oxygen. Oxygen was really just music and they had a Ferris wheel maybe. And then they had these stalls at Electric Picnic selling kind of different herbal teas. And that was kind of, that was about the size of it at the very start. And obviously it's expanded into all these other areas in the forest and what have you. So how much of it then, Sarah, is about all that now, the festival experience? It's not just the lineup.
I think for me personally, that is important because there have been festivals where I've gone and literally just stayed at the campsite and all I've seen is the inside of my own tent. But I think pushing yourself to explore a bit more, like it really does add to the weekend. Like Saoirse said, there's so many food options. Tang have a weekend barbecue this year. And all the other stage areas, like I personally love the Jameson Connect stage. I think it's kind of like a hidden woodland area and it's a really cool place to chill out. So you could go in, have your lunch there. The Guinness stage always has something going on. The main stage, like there is so much happening. I know there's a lot of comedy acts this year as well.
Obviously, Shanky here there as well this year, aren't they? Yeah,
Shanky, yeah. Your quiz. How could we miss
obviously,
that?
Obviously, the quiz. People talk highlight for the weekend. Yes, actually, let's before I let you go then, highlights. Beyond the Strangers Quiz, 2 o'clock in the Go Loud tent on Sunday. What are you most looking forward to, Saoirse?
I'm excited for Nelly Furtado on Sunday night, personally. And I'm also very excited for a lot of the smaller like bands that I'm really bad for kind of wandering into a tent and catching half of someone's set and being like, that was cool, and then never looking them up again. But there's people this year that I've earmarked that I actually want to see. Like Cliffords are a Cork band. They're great. They supported Blossoms at the Academy last year. They were amazing. I'd love to see them again. A couple of different... There's a lot of kind of like... pop girlies that I wasn't aware of before that I'm excited to learn more about, like Chloe Keisha, I think is one. A lot of the smaller stuff, and like that, I think Shanky are a great event generally, but they have they have a lot of events. There's one Ask Whale Get tomorrow that I want to catch, loads of bits. I want to make the effort to actually just go in, because sometimes you do get stuck being in your campsite having the crack and then being like, oh god, wait, someone's on right now, and then you miss all the small stuff. But obviously that and the quiz.
Sarah, what are you most looking forward to?
For me, it has to be CMAT. I first saw her at All Together Now, I think 3 years ago, and she was amazing. I'm also really looking forward to Bird. I think they're going to be amazing. There are just so many different acts, like Saoirse said, like lots of the DJs I wouldn't be familiar with, but I think in an environment like that, it's so fun. So I have to push myself to go to everyone.
All right. Well, the strangers quiz, obviously. Yeah. And everyone else besides. Sarah Finnan, freelance journalist. Saoirse Hanley, journalist with the Irish Independent. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.